everybody. Welcome to the Crypto Rabbit Hole. On today, we have Raul Powell, founder of Real Vision. Raul, welcome. Thanks so much for coming on. Really excited to have you.
I'm happy to be here. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, you know, here on the Crypto Rabbit Hole, we're all about, you know, teaching financial literacy to teens, because, you know, it's really not something that is taught in schools or that we really have exposure to. So let's dive in. You know, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself? How'd you get into crypto? You know, was there something in your life, a moment or experience that led you down this path?
Like, yeah, so my background was, after leaving university, I joined the financial industry, working for an investment bank. And I worked for investment banks for the first 10 years of my career, ended up at Goldman Sachs, where I ran a large business there advising hedge funds. Then I went to run a hedge fund myself, trading in everything from currencies to stock markets to bond markets to commodities, and then decided to leave the industry and move to the Mediterranean coast of Spain and start writing macroeconomic research for the world's biggest hedge funds and governments and big pension plans, because I'd been in that industry longer than quite a lot of people and had a lot of experience. So I thought I could share that experience and also enjoy living in a different country and having a different life than getting on the subway every morning at 5 o'clock to be at Goldman Sachs for 12 hours a day. It was when I was in Spain, the financial crisis came along. So people will have heard about the great financial crisis that happened in 2008. So much debt had got into the system and people had borrowed so much money that when a recession came, it almost caused a collapse of the entire financial system, meaning that we weren't sure banks were going to work. Was our money safe? All of these things were scary. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people lost their houses. And it was all to do with debt and this financial system. Then 2012 came along, and 2012 was another debt crisis, but this time in Europe, where almost all of the governments in Europe went bust and they all had to be bailed out by the European Central Bank. They gave them money to try and stop them all falling apart. And it was a really scary time. I mean, we had to buy tinned food in Spain because I thought that the supermarkets were going to shut, because it happened in Cyprus, another UN country. Over that period of time, I thought, well, how are we going to get out of this mess? Because the debt levels aren't going down. People now have kind of their economic futures destroyed. So the millennials who had graduated at around 2008 couldn't get jobs. The system was really kind of difficult for people to navigate. And I thought there had to be a different answer. And somebody introduced me to Bitcoin in 2012. And I realized that this is like a financial system that operates outside of the financial system, something we could all use that was safe, secure, and offers an investment opportunity that we could all make money from as well. And it was as easy to put $5 into it as it was to put $5,000 into it. And that's a big game changer, because for most people, if they're young, for them to buy equities is quite hard. You have to open an account. You have to do all of these things. It's difficult. But can you afford to buy the share? You know, all of these things. But Bitcoin changed that. It made that everybody could participate in this new future.
Wow. I mean, super interesting story, first of all. I wish I could live in Spain for a bit. But, you know, I was curious what you said earlier about, you know, many European governments going bust. Just a quick question, like what exactly does that mean and what happens?
So it got to a situation where people like our pensions didn't want to lend money to those governments, i.e. they didn't want to buy those government bonds. So that's lending money to the government to finance them. So what if a government goes bust, what happens? Well, it's the unthinkable, particularly a big country like Spain or Italy or France. So what the European Central Bank did, as I said, was give them money. Where did that money come from? They printed it.
Okay.
And what happens when you print money is Think of it, if you're really thirsty and somebody sells you a bottle of water, you'll pay $5 for that water. If they give you 20 bottles of water, how much will you pay for each bottle? Well, you only need one or two to get rid of your thirst. The rest you don't want. So you're like, well, I don't want all of that stuff. I'll pay less for it. So things that are, something, when there's more of something, it tends to become less valuable. So the Mona Lisa might be the most valuable painting in the world that sits in the Louvre in Paris because there's only one and everybody loves it. But if there's 50,000 of them, they become less valuable. So the central banks did that with money. And what that did was cause the price of things like property to go up, making it unaffordable to many people, and the stock market to go up, and all of these things.
We do hear a lot about that in our current economic system with COVID and inflation. And, you know, how does inflation and government money printing affect your mindset about
crypto? Generally speaking, wages don't go up as much as the central bank prints money. So the central banks have been printing money at about 15% a year. So you can think of the value of money going down 15% a year. But wages don't go up as much.
Right.
They barely go up, if at all. So what's happening is all of these things like houses get more and more expensive. So how's your generation going to afford a house? You can't. It's simply not going to be affordable. So what we have to think about is also the stock market is all-time record highs in valuation. The bond market gives you no yield. So where do you make these investments for your retirement or your future if you can't afford any of them? You're being shut out of the system. So Bitcoin allows you into a different system where the expected future return is a lot. You can make hundreds of times your money over a lifetime. Okay, that's a big opportunity where you could start putting in a bit of money every month and you'll see that money grow. And what you'll learn is that Bitcoin over time, it'll go through down cycles, it'll go through up cycles, but over time, you'll be able to build some real savings. Savings that will grow faster than house prices are going up. So you're going to become richer. And what you guys have the advantage of is you've all come out of gaming. You understand that digital things have value. And once you understand that, this is the world that you grew up in gaming, but in the whole financial system, where memes have value in NFTs, where there's cryptocurrencies that allow you to make payments online digitally in these games or anything else. So it's actually pretty easy to understand for you guys. You have an advantage because all of these old baby boomers are going, well, this is ridiculous. Digital things don't have value. Of course they have value. What is the difference between having a t-shirt in the real world and a t-shirt skin? Well, if you want to wear it and represent yourself in a game with a skin, that's no different than buying an expensive t-shirt or an expensive pair of running shoes. So, you know, you guys have an advantage. You understand this world. It's moving towards your world, the world you grew up in, known as the metaverse, which is this kind of digital world where you socialize with each other. You can earn money. You can spend money. So you actually, believe it or not, are the generation with the advantage here. And it's going to give you great opportunities.
I mean, yeah, it sounds super interesting. And obviously the potential is, I mean, it feels unlimited with what you can do.
Yeah, I mean, you're earning money in things like Axie Infinity. Yeah. You're earning money in games. And you can be 15 years old and earning real money by using the skill sets that you've accumulated. That doesn't happen in the regular world because you need a CV and you need to get a job interview and you need to travel. But you can be in the middle of Alabama, the middle of Spain, the middle of the Philippines, and compete on a global level with people for income in these games and have real money to spend on real things. That's amazing. What an opportunity.
Okay, you've already talked a bit about Bitcoin and, you know, the advantages that lie there, but I've also seen articles and even some interviews with you talking about a lot about Ethereum, and even that you sold a solid amount of your Bitcoin to buy Ethereum. And I know what you were just talking about with, you know, gaming, NFTs in the metaverse is also, you know, related to Ethereum. So, like,
if you think of Bitcoin as this, think of it for you guys as your long-term savings vehicle. right? And your savings will go up in value over time. Great. But there's also a bigger world being played, which is this new technology of blockchain. And Ethereum is the way to participate in that. It's like being able to buy a share of the internet, which you couldn't do. So what you've got is this incredible technology with smart contracts and blockchain, where they're building the centralized, decentralized finance, which is the new financial system. They're building, you know, transfer payment systems. So you and I can pay each other. I can send you, you know, $2 over your phone immediately. They're building the metaverse. So being able to have property or skins in games that you can transfer to each other and store and keep in your wallet. That's going on there too. NFTs. Everyone's seen the rise of NFTs. That's all on Ethereum. So Ethereum is like this whole new ecosystem. It's a bet on the technology of the future. And again, something should be very intuitive to the younger generation to think, you know what? This is the world I live in. How do I make money? How can I make a bet on it? Ethereum is that way of making the bet. So you've got money and the future system. There's two bets there, Ethereum and Bitcoin.
Going back, sorry, a bit to Bitcoin. This week, I mean, we've seen the numbers go through the roof compared to past months. I think it's on track maybe to break some all-time records, you know, within the next few days. Where might you see it, say, by the year's end or even in the coming months?
So I think we're at the most exciting phase of the bull market. A bull market is when the markets are kind of rocketing higher. If we compare what happened in the previous bull markets, 2017, 2013, I mean, it tends to go up a lot over this period of time. So we're currently at about 62,000 today. I think it finishes the year probably 200,000, and it might even finish this cycle at 400,000. So this is huge. And then it will correct again and everybody will cry because it will go down 70%, and then the cycle will start all over again. And the idea is, this is not a short-term trading thing. This is a long-term vehicle. You want the low prices, because the low prices means you can buy more Bitcoin with your money, because then when it really goes up, you'll make more. So the idea is dollar cost average. You just keep buying, and ignore these huge price rises. They make you feel good, but actually what you want is low prices for a period of time so you can stick money in when it's cheap.
You know, I really hope you're right. But wow, I mean, 200,000, that's a pretty large number. Can you go into a little bit more, like, the factors behind that and why you think it's going to just absolutely explode?
Yeah, so as of today, they've just approved a Bitcoin ETF based on the futures contract. That just means that a lot of people who have accounts, brokerage accounts to buy shares, can now buy Bitcoin that way. So it's really easy. So everybody with a Robinhood app or a TD Ameritrade or a Fidelity can just go straight on and buy it. Because those people were nervous about, how do I buy Bitcoin? How do I store it? I don't know what a wallet is. And all of these things, it makes it really easy. It also makes people like the investment advisors, which is the people who advise everybody on their money and how to put it, it makes it easy for them because it's now regulated and straightforward. So they're going to be telling their customers to put it into this fast moving asset, because, you know, it's up 100% this year and Ethereum's up 400% this year. So they're going to say, listen, we should be investing in this asset. So that's going to put a lot of new money in. Then the pension funds and the other institutions are also learning about this and have been investing, and that's going to keep going. So we've got not much new supply of coins coming. Lots of people putting it into storage, as we talked about, keeping it for the long term. And so there's not a lot of Bitcoin available to buy. And if you bring in all of these buyers, too many buyers, not enough supply, means the price goes up a lot. And it's as simple as that. And with Ethereum, you've got another game in town, which is it's transitioning to something called proof of stake. And so it's called ETH 2.0. That Ethereum 2.0, to secure the network, you stake, i.e. store your Ethereum, and you get paid to do that. So everybody is currently taking their Ethereum off an exchange and staking the network. So all the Ethereum is off the network right now, and demand growth from NFTs and everything has gone explosive. And there's probably going to be an ETF, and the institutions are all starting to learn about Ethereum. So again, it makes it almost no supply and ludicrous demand, and that only means exponential price rises.
What advice would you offer, investing in general? Like what umbrella advice might you give? So
two things I would do. One is learn as much as you can. So if you guys are interested in crypto, Real Vision's got a free crypto channel that interviews everybody. So if you're interested in the metaverse, or you're interested in NFTs, you're interested in Bitcoin, you can find all the most amazing people in the world basically teaching you about it. So just go to realvisioncrypto.com. It's free. Realvisioncrypto.com or realvision.com/crypto. It's free. So go there, educate yourself. There's some great YouTube channels and podcasts. So just immerse yourself in that. And then the best way is to start. What's the easiest way? You could probably just buy it on PayPal or Square Cash App. So most people have got PayPal. You've probably got a few bucks in your PayPal account. So stick $10 in. Just see what it feels like. What does it do? Does it go up and down? What does it do to the money? That's the way to do it, is educate yourself, but also get your toes in the water and just get to understand it. And then over time, you'll be thinking, oh my God, it's fallen a lot. First, you'll be scared. And then you'll be thinking, actually, it's probably going up a lot over time. So I should be using this opportunity to stick another $5 in. You know, it's how you learn to do things. You have to learn what your own psychology is like. Are you a panicker when the market goes down? Or are you the patient investor that wants the market to go down to buy it? And that's all okay. Different people have different styles. You need to learn your own style of investing. You know, how good are you? Do you think of the long-term opportunity, or do you think Bitcoin's going to go up this week? Then you invest accordingly in how you see things.
I mean, you basically described how I was when I first put a little bit. And I was like constantly refreshing the price, like every 10 minutes. I was so into it. So,
And then you learn when it goes up and down, what does it feel like? Yeah. How does it affect me? You know, all of that
totally.
Stuff. Best thing to do.
Yeah, the best way to learn is always experience. We're getting a little close, I guess, to the end of our time. So you've talked a little bit about Bitcoin regarding, you know, price targets and where you think it's going to be. So do you have any thoughts about where Ethereum might be by the end of 21?
It sounds a bit crazy. I mean, I think Ethereum gets to 20,000.
Really?
Yeah, I think it gets to 20,000 by year end, then it might go even as high as 40,000 by March of next year. Don't know, but 20,000 seems really, really possible to me.
Wow.
And considering it's at less than 4,000 today, that's pretty interesting. And so this is a good time for people to try this, right? Find what money you can lose. Now, you're not going to lose all your money. So, you know, think worst case, I'm going to lose 50%. Use that in your mind. Say, okay, I'm not going to cry if I lose 50%. I'm going to take it as a learning lesson, and I'm going to invest. And if I'm right and it goes up 5 times or 4 times by the end of the year, you'll have really got yourself that you want to learn more about investing. Because making a good trade, the first trade you make, and understanding the risk that you're taking, help. Then you need to take a loss after that. That's the next thing you need to learn to lose. How it is to lose, because you will lose a lot in investing. But look, this is a good time. Good time to start and just get into it and see what it feels like.
So there you have it. So, you know, just to finish off, where can viewers learn more about your company, Real Vision, and, you know, just find out more information about you?
Yeah. So one thing is follow me on Twitter. If anybody's on Twitter, you learn a lot there. There's a lot of interesting people. So at Raoul, R-A-O-U-L-G-M-I. And if not, if you want to find more, I do an interview every Friday. There's a fantastic one that's out today with the founder of Animoco Brands that built a gaming business and is an amazing investor in this space. Talks about the metaverse and NFTs and everything else. But I do one of those every Friday, and there's content every day, and it's free. So realvision.com/crypto. Or realvisioncrypto.com, you get to the same place. And there's so much content there. You can learn about anything that interests you.
That's awesome. I mean, I'll be sure to check that out. I encourage you guys to do so as well. Thanks again. You know, be sure to follow us on www.cryptorabbithole.net and on Twitter at AP_rabbithole. Thanks so much for watching. See you guys next time.
Bro, yeah, thanks. Good luck, everybody. Good luck, everybody, and enjoy the journey.
Thank you.